With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, welcome everybody to a brand new episode of EvoStick Extra. I'm Ben Hughes, and coming up in the show, we'll be previewing all this weekend's exciting EvoStick Premier Division matches with Whitby Town Radio's very own Andrew Snaith. And we'll be reviewing all of last weekend's fixtures with the MPL Facebook group's very own James Hayes. But coming up now, here's the news with Ben. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben. And we start things off with news from Division 1 South. Lincoln United have handed manager Dave Frecklington and his number 2, Sam Wilkinson, a new 3-year contract. Frecklington and his assistant will be in charge at Ashby Avenue until the end of the 2017-18 campaign, after both signed new deals at the First Division South playoff chases. United chairman Malcolm Cowling appointed the pair 18 months ago and rewarded the club's former players as they look to build on their best season in recent history. Staying in Division 1 South, and Tiverdale have thanked one of the club's main sponsors and staff at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park for helping them start work on a series of ground improvements at the Beaches Stadium. Work has started on both the new Birmingham Road and Birch Crescent sides of the ground in preparation for next season's campaign, after officials at the home of the 2012 London Olympics provided nearly 200 seats, and main sponsors GB Tyres provided the First Division South Club with materials to help kickstart the improvements. Elsewhere, the Football Association is inviting fans of the MPL to take advantage of an early bird ticket promotion for the FA Trophy final at Wembley. Tickets for non-league showpiece final on Sunday the 29th of March went on sale on Monday, with the launch of a special FA promotion offering individual and group discounts to give fans the opportunity to enjoy a great day out at the home of English football with their family and friends at affordable prices. As well as individual tickets starting at £7.50 and group discounts on best price tickets from only £5, the FA say they'll be automatically entering group bookings into a competition to win a free behind-the-scenes tour of Wembley, with some winners even having their tickets paid for. There you go. And finally, more supporters than ever are expected to help crown their top star of the season at the 2015 EvoStick Northern Premier League Player of the Year Awards. Won last year by Darlington's Stephen Thompson, the MPL Facebook group Fans Player of the Year is the only footballing honour in the UK run by the fans. This season the award will be sponsored by Pitcherro for the first time, when it is presented to the winners at the 4-star Brooklyn Holiday Inn near Barnsley on Sunday, April 19th. And that, Ben, is the news for this week. Back over to you. Thank you, Ben, for that exciting news feature there. But it's now time to draw our eyes to last week's fixtures in the EvoStick NPL Premier Division. And that can only mean one thing, folks. It's now time to join our resident pundit. It's James Hayes, TGOT, from the NPL Facebook group. Hello, James.
Hello, hello, hello.
Right, where are you?
I'm currently in the middle of Stockport waiting for a bus home at the moment in time for some bizarre reason, but also sorting out all the MPL voting.
Are you at the bus station, or are you taking chances out of town?
I'm taking chances outside the Tesco. So
right.
It's not from Stockport, it's about a mile and a half away from the bus station.
So if you're a time traveller, folks, just go back to last night and head down to Tesco in Stockport. Anyway, other shops are available. Right, so let's draw our eyes to last week's fixtures. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, let's go.
Then I'll begin. Ashton United 2, Grantham 0. A good result on paper. Grantham Town had outside chances of reaching the playoffs, I think. Ashton well and truly into that. However, midweek, FC United 3, Ashton United 0. What does all this mean for Ashton United?
With Ashton United, I think the Grantham game was the more important result, because, again, with FC United, both teams were going for the playoffs. Grantham had the outside chance. Now, Ashton picking up that win, Grantham, you know, was championing them. I think that could be that for them, with teams of games in hand and majority of teams above them due to play each other. it's going to be a really, really tough task now to see anyone below them, except for possibly Blyth getting in on the action. So,
hey, you mentioned Blyth. Let's go to the next fixture then, the next result. Buxton 2, Blyth Spartans 3. And Buxton were 2-0 up in that match. That was in front of 313 fans. What does that mean, James?
Well, seeing as I thought Buxton had won that, I think Blyth got 2 goals very late on, didn't they? You read correctly?
They got, 57.
I've no idea why. I've no idea why Red Buxton won that game, but for Blyth, for them to be right in the playoffs, they can't afford to drop anything worse than a draw at the moment. Obviously, we're going to go on to Buxton. I think their form at the moment, if they miss out on the playoffs, they look back at the winter. They had the opportunity to have games on. I know they've lost one or two to the Snow, but even then, I think Buxton, they need key results to go their way now, and I don't think they've blown it up.
McKenna, I'm so sorry. Well, Buxton are now 6th. Blyth Spartans have now moved up the table to 14th. As you say, loads of games in hand. 21 points behind with 10 games in hand on Skelmersdale. I'm not even going to bother working out where they are with FC United and Ilkeston. But I think you're right, they do have to keep winning, I believe.
Yeah, they're 13 points behind as we speak at this moment in time for the playoffs. So, but even then, they've got 5 or 6 games. I'd say I had a massive argument over Facebook during the week, as well as everyone saying about the Skelmersdale result, which we'll come to in a sec. With Blyth, they cannot afford to drop points out if they've got any potential to be up there. A bit like Ramsbottom, they're going to have to play at least 2 Thursday night games as well. So it all depends on how they can hold themselves fitness-wise. If they can get the results when they need them, they'll be right up there come mid-end of April if they make the playoffs. But I reckon 2 losses and then that's it.
Well, it's been a hell of a couple of weeks, well, a couple of months really for FC United. Yeah. On Saturday, FC United 5, Marine 2. Marine were 2-0 up in that match in front of 2,180 supporters. And then midweek, as we alluded to earlier, FC United and Manchester 3, Ashton United 0. They've put themselves right into it, haven't they?
Yeah. Listening to Mr. Andrew Simpson last week as well, I've actually done my own research as well.
Oh my God, it's catching. Stop researching. Go on.
I agree with what he said last week as well. FC United are a team that really like the second part of the season, a bit like Man United in the 90s. However, looking at the games they've got to play all the form teams. Hales, Owen, Workington twice, Ilkeston, it's Curzon again potentially. It all depends. Most of them are at the Tameside Stadium, and rightly said, they've never lost there, but they're going to get given the right opportunities, especially against Workington in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be the key factor. If they can win them games, they're right in with a title shot, especially with Skelmersdale again at the moment.
Ilkeston 1, Frickley Athletic 0. We said on FCM Radio, really, FCM Radio reckon now that we're dealing with an FC United Ilkeston and perhaps Workington three-way for the league title. What do you think?
Yeah, again, unless key results drop for all any of the three, Skelmersdale as well, I think they blew the opportunity. Again, we'll talk in a second. But it's going to be between them three and potentially Ashton United as well, depending on their results in the next couple of weeks. I've not seen Ashton's fixture list properly yet to decide if they've got an opportunity to get in. But if they've not got the key, they're not playing the top 5 or 6 teams, and they're playing, say, the Belpers and the Ragglers at the bottom, that's actually United to look out for as well.
And a word on Frickley. I think Frickley are all right, aren't they? They're 6 points clear of the relegation zone with a couple of games in hand over everyone else. Nothing to worry about this moment in time.
Again, they've got the games in hand, so I think it's, unlike previous seasons, they've got the fate in their hands. If they can win them 2 games, it's going to be one of these years where people are talking, are Frickley going to go down? Not like we did at the start of the year, not like we do usually. I think it's in Frickley's hands to decide what they want to do.
Now, if an outsider was looking in at this next fixture, they would go, well, that's a nailed-on away win. However, Kingsland don't do aways. Nantwich Town 2, Kingsland Town 1, and that is a significant result for Nantwich Town.
Yeah, again, after this result, obviously, they've lost Liam Metton as well, so they've lost a bit of form up front. But again, there's still time in the season to find a nice little striker from potentially the Ryman League to come join Kingsland for the rest of the season. Nantwich, fantastic win, especially in the situation, and with a new manager as well. Nantwich, obviously, I'll just speak to them in a second. They're still within the relegation fight. Good win for them.
I mean, we'll cover where Witten are and Matlock in a second, and Marine, obviously. Rushall 2, Kers and Ashton won, and we've been discussing Curzon now for a while. That result and the midweek 0-0 with Hales Owen, that's seen Curzon and Ashton drop to 7th out of the playoffs. They still have games in hand, though.
Yeah, obviously they've still got Buxton above them at this moment in time as well. So this, again, it's going to be interesting, especially for the 3-4 playoff spots, especially 5th and 6th, potentially. It could be a good bit of movement. Again, we spoke last week about Hales Owen. Again, you still got Grantham down there, even though they, obviously they've pretty much pulled away. Barwell as well. They've been playing fantastic football recently. So you can look at about 5 or 6 teams looking for them 2 spots. And the teams that aren't involved, obviously higher up, we'll find out in the next 2 weeks, which decides who's going for what. Because again, teams that are in the top 4 coming end of March, you can see going more for the title, and they've been sealed in the playoffs.
And just a word for Rushall Olympic, that's 2 wins from 2 for Rushall. That's put them up to 12th. They did beat Curzon 2-1 in front of 218 supporters on Saturday, and then midweek they went up to Ramsbottom and won 3-2. Is there no, there isn't, is there, surely, with Rushall?
Well, it's 12 points, you never know, especially again form wins titles. And none of the teams above him have really got that form at the moment. You look at Stourbridge, you look at Buxton. Again, Buxton, they're the sort of teams that are struggling at the moment. They go on a good run now towards the middle of March, end of April. They could see themselves up there. It's a really tough ask, again, but it all depends on what they think at the moment. If they come away now and get the points they need, they could really gatecrash it.
Right. Just to be clear, you're not saying they're title contenders, are you? But you are saying they can certainly make a run on the playoffs. Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right. Talking of title chances, Skelmersdale United 0, Matlock Town 1. This has been an interesting week for Matlock. They too have won twice this week because they beat Belper Town 3-1 midweek in front of 350 supporters. So that's 2 wins for Matlock Town, a win for Nantwich Town this week, and Marine. Can we just mention Marine?
Yeah, go on.
What do you reckon? Is that them done?
It's going to be really hard to see them again. Matlock and Nantwich getting the wins mid-June last week. Obviously, it's now a 4-point gap between them and Witten in 21st.
5 points.
5 points, sorry. Yeah. I think it could be a bit of a tough ask for Marine. Again, I'm not seeing everyone's fixtures yet, so I've decided I'll be looking over the next 2 days and doing my normal running guides for everyone. But it's hard to see with Marine at the moment. I think we keep saying they've got the opportunity, sliding away. They might not. I think for Marine, this is it now for them. They'll be looking at First Division football next year.
Stamford 1, Ramsbottom United 1. Still not. They've not won at the new stadium yet, have they, Stamford?
No.
But you're getting closer. And obviously, Ramsbottom lost midweek, but another 17th, they still have loads of games in hand, but they are only 2 points in front of Matlock Town and Nantwich Town now, and Witten, we'll discuss Witten shortly, but if they win their game in hand, they're only 3 points behind Ramsbottom. Should they be worried or not?
Again, depends on the next few weeks. I mean, granted, the withdrawal was because of the fact they've not played since
Granted, it's a cracking result considering they were starting from a standing start. Yes.
So obviously 6 weeks without football, it is going to be a bit of shaky. I know they've played a couple of friendlies against some of the county's teams, but friendlies at this time of the year are pointless compared to what they were at the beginning of the year. It's just more for fitness.
Right about it being pointless because you don't get any points for a friendly, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah. So actually, genuinely pointless. Stourbridge 1, Trafford 1. That's a surprising result, and Stourbridge needed a last minute equaliser to pick up a point in that one. Trafford getting closer.
I still think with Trafford, I think they've got dropped now, personally. They've lost a lot of players this week. 2 have come to Radcliffe, and Michael's gone to Ashton. So they're literally building a new team ready for next season, I reckon, now. If they get the results, that's fantastic, but they've got too much to do. It's coming on to Stourbridge as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's them completely out of the playoff picture. Right. Said it last week.
Doomed.
Welcome back. Hopefully you're staying in NPL next year and prove what you're actually like, what you were like in the South, because I know you were a fantastic team there. Is it a case of first season nerves? I don't know. But again, we talk about every year about teams coming from the Southern League into the North and struggling. I think this is an opportunity to prove it again, because Barwell struggled last year and nearly got relegated. Look at them now, now they're a bit more developed. If Stourbridge do stay in this division and they keep the core of the team, next season could be their opportunity.
Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio will be joining us shortly to preview this weekend's fixtures, but we might as well cover this one off while you're here. Whitby Town 3, Belper Town 3. That's a hell of a game there. midweek, Belper, as we said earlier, got beat 3-1 by Matlock. There's not much to say, is there, really, other than they're hosting FC United on Saturday, and who remembers Durham City and Stafford Rangers? So, good luck, Belper. That's all I'm saying.
The only thing I'm going to say with Belper is they know they've got nothing to play for now. They're pretty much down, so they can go out and enjoy the football. Yeah. Again, look at next season. So that could be the threat that teams worry about, because, again, there's nothing to lose. They're not going to worry.
Now, we spoke about Nantwich's win last week and Matlock winning twice. Witten Albion, they had a tricky home game on Saturday hosting Barwell. And I think Andrew Simpson said he would take a point, and they did get a point. That's a good result, isn't it?
It's a good result, but then considering everyone else last week as well, you need to take that into consideration. I think they've still got a game in hand, but that's something now that they do have to win.
To be honest with you, with Matlock, Nantwich and Witten have been winning games recently. Exactly. It's not like they're totally doomed. I'll ask you again about Frickley and Ramsbottom and even Stamford. Do they have to be a bit concerned, especially Stamford who aren't winning at home?
I'd say with Rami and Stamford, yes. Because again, Rami have still got, even though they've got the massive games in hand, they've now got three Thursday night games to play. Obviously advanced in the Dukes in midweek. Yeah. So for them, it is going to be a case of, they might even have to build a second team just to get...
I thought you were going to say second stadium.
Well, not always all rapid for if worse comes to worse. But. Yeah, sure.
And lastly, from Saturday, Workington 0, Halesow in Town 0. We were saying last week that was going to be a tricky game. Halesow in... Just let that car go past. That's not a bus. Halesow in Town made it 2 out of 2 with 0-0 draws. Obviously, they drew 0-0 with Curzon Ashton midweek. Halesow in still borderline. Bit of a 2 points drop for Workington there, would you suggest as well, or is it always going to be tricky?
The result was better for Halesow there than it was Workington. I've gone two on form teams, you were going to potentially expect the draw, but at the same time, Workington, if I think this is the first time we've dropped serious points in the last couple of weeks, but more importantly is, can they bounce back and get ready again? Looking at their fixtures again, they've got to play FC twice, but the majority of their teams to come play them again are mid-table, lower table teams, so they're going to pick the points up from there, you'd expect, unless again more key losses and they do a Skelmersdale where everything just collapses. But at the same time, now it's a case of, can they keep the pressure up on FC on Ilkeston?
And that match on Saturday, Workington v Halesow, was in front of an impressive 581. So it appears like there's a bit of excitement developing in West Cumbria.
I was going to say as well, majority of the divisions, there was only a handful of games under 200 this weekend as well. We were talking about it at Ratcliffe. So, again, impressive to see that.
Oh, Ilkeston, I should say, 428 were at that match. So good attendances all round. Just let's cover off the Duton very, very fast, very, very quickly. Farnsley 3, Lancaster City 0. They're straight in to the semi-final, as is Ilkeston, but Ilkeston did it the long way. 1-1 at half-time. Spalding did take the lead, though. Then it was 2-1 to Spalding. Ilkeston got an equaliser, making it 2 apiece. Then it went to penalties, and Ilkeston, in the end, won 5-4. Exciting times in the Duton, with Rami through as well. And the draw was made. So the semi-final draw was made this week. Obviously, there's one more quarter-final to play. That's Leek Town against Warrington. That's taking place on Wednesday night, so head down to Leek Town. A lot of people are saying, who I've been speaking to, that they're going to go to that match because they think it's going to be quite a good game, but we'll see. So that's Wednesday night, Leek Town against Warrington Town. But the semi-final has been drawn on Tuesday, the 24th of March. The winners of Leek Town v Warrington are going to play Ilkeston. And in the other semi-final due on the 8th of April, Rame are hosting Farsley. And we've been suggesting that an Ilkeston-Ramsbottom final, no disrespect to the other teams involved, would be dynamite. Have we?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is a nailed-on final. I mean, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago Spalding might give Ilkeston a shock because their position in the south at the moment. Yeah. And again, they proved us right on that one. Commiserations to them, giving it a fantastic goal, trying to be the upsetters. Obviously, mentioned last week about Fazer Lancaster being the tied around again, proven wrong with that one as soon as I said it. But again, it looks like Lancaster did give it a go. They just got outplayed on the day by the sound, what I've been reading on Twitter and reports. So, Fazer again, they're probably the only team I can really see upsetting in the other game. That's going to be another close tie. And they could give Ramsbottom a real, real good go. But I think, again, with Ramsbottom thinking, again, with nothing to play for and potentially coming into a relegation fight, Ramy could, they still want to win everything, yeah, even though they can't, without the trophy, there's realistically no chance of winning the league. So obviously, the only thing they've got left is the Dukeson to win.
So, James Hayes from the Evostick MPL Facebook group, thanks for joining us this week. Would you like to give a plug?
Yep, facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter at the MPL group. I remind you, you've still got, as it comes out, you've got 7 days left to vote for your supporters player of the year. I'm plastering it all over the Twitter. It's on the Facebook page and it's on the league website. Check it out for details, but you've only got till next Thursday night to put your nominations in.
And James, because of that, I've decided to give you the week off next week.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
No, seriously, I'm going on holiday and I've not planned ahead. So there's no Evo Stick extra. You've not been ditched, don't worry. But if anyone asks, it's because you needed to sort out the awards.
I'll go ahead with that, yes, why not?
Thanks, James Hayes. And we'll see you for the big monthly show on Wednesday the 4th of March at the Magnet.
Yes, you did.
Nice one, James.
You need to find some people.
Good. I'll see you soon, mate. Take care. Thank you to James Hayes there from the MPL Facebook group. But enough about the past. It's now time to look into the future. And joining me for the second time this month, it's Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. I think this means that you're quite good, Andrew, and that's why we keep inviting you back.
Oh, you're woefully short of contributors.
Whoa, quality contributors, I think is the term. Anyway, I shouldn't say that because that implies anyone who's not been invited, who has been back on, wasn't quality. It's just nicer to speak to. No, that's even worse. Andrew's very nice to speak to. How's that? Covered?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to add that to my CV.
You need a reference, let me know. Right, so Whitby Town Radio, a quick plug for that before we crack on.
Yeah, whitby-town.com, follow the links at the top left and the top right and listen to us ramble on a Saturday afternoon.
And we'll be discussing the match that you'll be rambling on about on Saturday very shortly. But we'll kick things off alphabetically. Ashton United are hosting Frickley Athletic this Saturday. Ashton United coming off a bit of a thump in midweek. What do you reckon to this one?
Wow, it's suddenly become extremely exciting at the top of the league.
Oh, it's been exciting for ages. Come on.
Well, some of us are more involved than others, but it's a true five-horse race, I think, at the top there. Yeah, absolutely. A great win for FC United over Ashton United in midweek. Ashton obviously need to get back to winning ways. They can go second, so they're very much still in it. It was, I think, a rare defeat, wasn't it? Must have been in such good form. They'll need to get back into it against a Frickley side who are always stubborn. We always say this, don't we?
Yes,
cliche books out. Yeah. I think Ashton can get back to winning ways. It's still so much in the mix. I mean, it's so hard to call up there, isn't it?
It is hard to call up there, and I'm sure we'll be covering more of the title and playoff contenders shortly. But just to mention for Frick Athletic, because we mentioned it with James Hayes just then, Witten, Nantwich, Matlock are picking up points. Should Frickley be worried?
Well, just looking at the league table, yeah, I think they should. They're only 6 points clear of the bottom four, as you say. Matlock have put a few results together. Great win over Belper in midweek, Derbyshire derby there, and they've done very, very well. And of course, that amazing win at Skelmersdale, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've got Nantwich down there, as you said. They're only a couple of points behind Frickley. Matlock the same, breathing down their necks. Well, Frickley, it's all down to the home form, isn't it? Yeah. Doing a QPR, hopefully they won't do too much more of a QPR.
What we're trying to say, people at home, is we've only covered one fixture. And we've already said there's a five-horse race for the title. And look at what's happening down the bottom. All kinds of things are going on. I just pity the teams in the middle, like Whitby. Anyway. And the second match on Saturday, Barwell are hosting Workington, and Workington needs to win, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but Bauer always a tough place to go. They play that direct system out. I was having a good chat with Workington's BBC correspondent who was at the game, BBC Cumbria, and he was saying about what great football they've been playing, and you know they're a very good host to us, so we're very polite. But I don't know, Workington can mix it as well. They really, really can, and that might well help them over at Barwell. It was impressive enough them going to King's Lynn and getting a result. We didn't see that one coming. We'll have to see, but Workington's away form, very mixed. Six mm-hmm. wins, six defeats. You just don't know with them. Barwell starting to drift a little bit. Are they still in the playoff picture? What do you think?
Swampy swears blind that Barwell still have a chance, and he's tipping them to overtake a few teams and sneak in towards the end of the season, but we'll see. Speaking of Swamper, Belper Town are hosting FC United of Manchester, and Robert Baumer has been in touch to say Belper Town are going to smash FC United. Now, a lot of people might think, yeah, he nailed on FC United win, but I will point you all to Durham City a few years ago and to Stafford Rangers last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Durham had just beaten Whitby as well in that route. So Belper came very, very, very close. They were basically seconds away from doing just that. They were very good at Whitby on Saturday. Very robust. Look out for that. They've got former Grantham manager Jimmy Auburn's in charge over there. And they've clearly toughened up. They really are. They're a big, strong side. But they can play as well. We made the mistake of taking half an hour, the Royal Wee, Whitby Town, half an hour to get going. And by then, we were 2-0 down. Don't underestimate them. Because one thing you will have to do when you go there is match them for fight. They're a big, strong, tough side. They won't give you anything.
On Saturday, and this is where you start to shine now, Buxton are hosting Whitby Town. And Matt Joyce has been in touch with Warren Peace. I'm going to, you might as well sit down for this one, Andrew. Buxton's home form is shocking and not done the double over anyone yet. So good fortune is on Whitby's side. But you never know, we might get the 3 points to shove us back into the playoffs, which we have dropped out of eventually last weekend after the lacklustre second half display v Blyth. Very angry Buck, who's hoping all teams above drop points this weekend. That, in brackets, is Mark Joyce. So, now yes. that you know you've got fortune on your side and you're hosting a team who've been stuttering a bit of late, what do you reckon? Are you going to put them out the misery? Or
Whitby have got good memories. I'm shocked that Joyce didn't mention the footballs. It'll be coming. Yeah, we've got good memories of our trips to the Silverlands, actually. We've got the oxygen tanks ready for the 1,000 feet above sea level that it has, but we've got good memories. We saved our Northern Premier League Premier Division status there, the great escape season of 2011-2012, winning 1-0. Tom Portis, 11 minutes gone. What a day. A repeat of that would be nice. They lost at home against Blyth last weekend, so it can be done. They're a good side, though, Buxton. They're still in the mix, aren't they?
Yeah, my tip to win the league.
Buxton.
Eight months ago, just to say. I think, you know, they've had the dodgy spell now and, you know, they're still there, aren't they? And the chances are they're not going to keep that dodgy spell going to the end of the season, are they? They're going to pick up again, surely.
They've got too much firepower. That's exactly the problem. You know, Liam Hardy, you keep him quiet and there's Mark Reid on the bench. Oh, God help us.
One of the games of the day I'm going to suggest is Curzon Ashton against Ilkeston. And Oliver Neal's been in touch to say Curzon host Ilkeston and it's a must-win game. I think it has to be, doesn't it, for Curzon?
Yeah, 7th versus 3rd, isn't it? There's 6 points between them. Curzon having played one game more. So, yeah, it is a must-win for Curzon, you would think. Ilkeston, I'm sure I was the first person on this show to tip Ilkeston for the title. They're right in there. It's going to be a hell of a dogfight at the top. I think it is going to be between FC and Ilkeston eventually. But at the moment, there's five teams that could win it for me. Curzon, we were impressed by them. Came to Whitby in August and played very well. Deserved winners, completely outplayed us, and were reliant on Shane Bland and his heroics, as we have been for some time. And it could have been 4 or 5 that day, because they were that good. So they'll give Ilkeston a good game. Two good footballing sides, actually.
If you believe James Hayes, this match doesn't matter in any way, shape or form. Grantham Town against Stourbridge.
Interesting. Where's his grudge coming from there?
He's not got a grudge. He's just doing punditry, and he says that Grantham Town and Stourbridge cannot make the playoffs now. So
It's just playing for pride.
Just a kickabout. It's one of them matches that's going to last for 4 hours and gradually peter out as the sun's going down. I reckon.
There you go. And you won't even have a good view of it.
No.
Which might be a blessing. Yeah, Grantham's Tower Bridge. Yeah. You're right in what you say. I mean, there's only 2 points between them, I think. 3 points in that mid-table bracket. We've seen both of them. They can certainly mix it, can't they? I'm surprised how Stourbridge have tailed off, actually. Mm. I thought they were a decent side. Played them first up away and thought they had everything to challenge at the right end of the table. Saw them in December, wasn't as impressed. Beat them with the last kick. It's a nice little habit Whitby are getting into. Who knows? Grantham under new management as well, of course. So maybe a scrappy draw in that one.
Perhaps another game of the day, down the bottom, certainly, is the next one. Marine against Matlock Town. And we've had two pieces of correspondence in for this one. Phil Lindley from Marine. Marine look to be improving, albeit too late. I think they might edge Matlock this time. Matlock, high cuff, Marine, bit of a payback. Don't know what that means. Sorry, Phil. And Matlock Town, Keith Travis has been in such to say. And informed Matlock travel to Marine, hoping for an away win. But Marine have to win this, surely.
Yeah, must win for Marine for sure. Just really surprised to see him at the wrong end of the table. It just looks unusual considering how good they've been in recent years. Yeah, just desperate time for them. They've got to win. They really have. I think a draw would be terrific for Matlock. They'd be delighted. And
do you reckon they'd be delighted with a draw, Matlock? Surely they've got to be hoping for a win in that one.
I don't think... You go away and you think Marine have got a chance, and it's awkward going over there, and they're going to be rallied and know that it's almost all last stand. I don't think they'd be disgusted with a draw in that one, Ben.
And also down that neck of the woods, Nantwich Town are hosting Hales Owen Town, and we've had three pieces of correspondence in about this game. We've not had this much correspondence about a match ever. This is big. So, Nantwich Town, starting off with Daniel Owen, hoping for a second Nantwich win on the bounce since the change in management. Parker is our leader. Go on, the Dabbers. Thank you. And Tim Bullock, Yelts need to take 3 points from the Dabbers if we're going to keep an outside chance of the playoffs. Won't be easy. We only just nicked a point at our place in the previous meeting. And Rob Lloyd, 2 very good defensive performances in the last 2 games. Basically, he's justifying 2 nil-nil draws against Wilkinson and at home to Curzon. We've hit manager John Hill's 50 points target, so I'd like to see us really have a go at Nantwich on Saturday to get 3 points. Now, if it's getting awfully exciting down the bottom, as we've discussed, Nantwich Town and Matlock. Nantwich have to win, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they've got a little 4-point cushion, haven't they, against Witten? But of course, Witten have that game in hand.
Yes.
Battle of the Cheshire sides. Nantwich, they're going to be looking for that win. Phil Parkinson, I wonder if there's a feel-good factor there with him coming to the club, and great that he can multitask with managing Bradford as well. It's good that there's a feel-good factor there at Nantwich. Obviously, a long-serving player for them. He might well do the business. What do you think about Hill's own? Have they got an outside chance of the playoffs?
I think so. Because there's so many teams above him who are just stuttering and starting and not really running away with it. I think they've got a good chance. If Barwell have, then Hales Owen certainly have, I think.
Yeah, also. I haven't seen Hales Owen this season. What to make of him? They're in long quantity.
I don't think I've seen them.
There you go. Yeah. The great Pimpernels of the league.
Yes. FC obviously play them on Tuesday at their place, so that's going to be interesting. Rushall Olympic are hosting Blyth Spartans on Saturday. And we were saying, you know what, Rushall and Blyth, not completely out of it either. David Osborne, after 2 much-needed wins, hopefully the Picks can carry on this mini-run with victory over Spartans from Blyth. Won't be easy, mind you. And John Haig, from a Blyth Spartans perspective, going to be very interesting for Blyth this weekend, with Colin Myers and John Betterson leaving to join Consett after the midweek Senior Cup win. There could be a lot of nerves. Everyone at the club has to get behind Tom Wade and the team. Colin is going to be difficult to replace, and we all wish him well and thank him for his service. The best would be for the players to pick themselves up and take last week's second half form at Buxton into tomorrow's game at Rushall. So, firstly, what on earth is John Hay going on about?
Colin Myers. I know Colin Myers well, actually. Yeah, big Whitby connection there. His dad and his uncle played for us. Really good bloke. for many people in the Northeast responsible for a lot of Blyth's recent success, bringing a lot of those good players that we've seen recently in those that FA Cup run of theirs. So he will be hard to replace. He's gone to Consett, who are a well-off club in the Northern League First Division, one of a few. So I also wish him well. So that will play on Blyth's mind. And of course, the goodness knows, 5-6 hour journey down to Rushall. It's a hell of a hike, but also if Rushall are in the playoff race, then so are Grantham and Stourbridge. So Fath being a 0-pointer from Teagot, a 6-pointer perhaps at the Mears Athletics ground.
Skelmersdale United, who are still top of the league against Kingsland Town, and Liam Rusling has been in touch to say 2-1 Lynn. Thank you for that piece of correspondence. Anyway, Skelmersdale United v Kingsland Town. Kingsland do not travel well, so Skem have to win this, don't they? But they've been, not terrible isn't the right phrase, but help me here, Andrew, what do you reckon?
They've been struggling at home. Really have. Yeah, Kingsland who don't travel, and Skelmersdale who now have a great tradition of throwing things away at home.
I think I've asked this question before. Can both teams lose? Is that possible?
If it was, it would be happening, wasn't it? I think it's a nailed on 0-0. Skelmersdale just, don't know, they're once again doing the Devon Locke impression. I think they're going to slip out again. Might just miss the plus as well. They've played so many games. They actually have identical in terms of win, draw, loss, home and away records, just as a kind of throwaway bit of trivia for you. Right. They've got to be desperate for any kind of victory, aren't they? Just to try and get things going again. Are Kings Lynn still in the playoff picture, by the way?
No, don't think so. Anyway, they'll tell you that. Stamford are hosting Trafford, and Stampy, as always, has been in touch to say, same as usual, a first home win for Stamford AFC in the league at Borderville this weekend, please. Oh, and a decent referee, please. Those are the views of Stamper and not those of the Evo Stick MPL show. Stamford, I was saying this to James Hayes earlier, Stamford have got a problem because they've not won at the new stadium. And again, like Frickler and Ramsbottom, they've got three teams behind them who were picking up points regular. So
they're getting drawn in, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That was going to be my question. Are they getting drawn in?
A little bit. I'm worried though. If Stamford are getting drawn in, then we're only 2 points ahead of them. So they're away form. I think they're the only team in the league who have such a much better away record than at home. Most teams seem to be excelling at home quite comfortably. But yeah, a win will travel. Stamford, as they showed at Skelmersdale a few weeks back, 8 wins there. On the travels, only 3 at home. You know they're going to get the first home win at Borderville against Whitby. That's just nailed on, isn't it? It's later on in the season. Looking forward to seeing the new ground, but not that result. I think, that again, Trafford, if Marina in last chance saloon, then perhaps Trafford out as well, aren't they? They're 4 points adrift of them. Games in hand, though. They could be crucial.
We're not quite at the stage where teams have been automatically relegated yet.
Go on. What I said about Belper earlier, sorry, Ben, but what I said about Belper earlier on, really, I do mean they do have an outside chance. They're not sunk yet. They've just got a lot of fight about them, and they smart my words. Be careful.
I'm very careful. Witten Albion, the last game on Saturday, Witten Albion are hosting Ramsbottom United. And we said earlier that Ramsbottom United got off their league campaign in 2015 with a 1-1 draw against Stamford at home, but then got beat midweek. If Witten win this, Rami have got to be really concerned, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I don't know how much of that squad is remaining after the purge from Salford, but they're certainly underneath Stamford for a start. And they're another team with a poor away record as well, which might end up being crucial. We'd be making that short trip down to Witten at the weekend. Obviously, Witten scrapping for every point. They're not going to be out of the bottom four, though, whatever the result is. And that goal difference is a bit alarming for Witten, minus 21. They've absolutely shipped goals this season. There's only the bottom club, Belper, who've conceded more than them. So that's obviously where the problem lies for them.
And a couple of midweek matches on Monday. Ilkeston are hosting Ashton United in what many people are describing as a boom-banger-bang fixture. And on Tuesday...
Does that mean you, Ben?
Yeah, so I just came up with that then. And on Tuesday...
Singers as well, yeah.
And on Tuesday, Barwell are hosting Trafford. Blyth Spartans are hosting Ramsbottom. FC United are hosting Hales Owen Town, which could be very interesting. And Stourbridge are hosting Stamford. Any views on those matches before we leave, Andrew?
Well, Hills on, you'll get your first chance to see them in action. It could be a tough week for Ramsbottom. I'm having to head up to Croft Park as well.
I won't. I'm on holiday next week, so I won't see. And I won't
Very
see.
Shoddy.
I know.
That's shoddy, that is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Who's covering?
What, for Evo Stick Extra or the FC Live?
Well,
Swampy's got FC Live. It's fine. Evo Stick Extra, I've been a bit disorganised, I'll be honest. Yeah, there'll be a close sign. Gone away on holiday. Be back Monday.
For God's sake, don't give it a Teagle, whatever you do.
Oh no, I'm giving him the week off because he's doing that award thing.
Well, that's taking it out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all those spreadsheets. Anyway, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. One last plug before you go, and obviously mention this weekend's coverage.
Yes, whitby-town.com for Whitby Town Radio. Follow the links off there. We're over at Buxton, at the Silverlands, Oxygen Tanks at the Ready, Bolivian Styley, a feet above. So God help us all, off to Derbyshire. Thanks very much, Ben.
No, thank you, Andrew, and safe journey over there, and enjoy your weekend.
And now for your correspondence. Lloyd Berry from Warrington Town's been in touch to say Warrington currently on form when travelling away from home. We've won 5 on the bounce and we're looking to make it 6. Radcliffe is the next game for us, going for 3-1 to Warrington. Take that, James Hayes. Mike Holiday has been in touch to say hoping for another win for the mighty Darlington. Weather permitting, we're away to Kendal. A match which has a history of being called off with all the rain they get over there on the other side of the Pennines. Now, Mike, we're all in the north. While Spenny fan Chris has been in touch to say, after Spenny Moore's 4-2 away win against Kendal on Tuesday, Spenny Moore faced Mossley AFC at home on Saturday, hoping to keep the playoff push going. That's from Chris, a Spenny Moore fan. And finally, Ian Lummis has been in touch to say, Leek are the visitors in a huge fixture for Gressler. We return the favour next weekend, so lots to play for. Got to get a good result to stay in the playoff race. Yes, everyone needs to stay in the playoff race. Thank you, Ian. And thank you, dear listener. That concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week. Actually, don't tune in next week. We're not here. Tune in at some point in the near future for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben.
Well, that's it. Dear listener, there will be no more Evo Stick Extras in February 2015. My apologies. That is the end of this week's show. My thanks to Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio and, of course, from James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. And of course, thank you to you, dear listener, for listening and getting in touch with all your correspondence this week. As alluded to earlier, there will be no Evo Stick Extra next week. That's because this presenter is going away on holiday and he's so disorganised that he didn't organise any cover. But have no fear, we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time with a brand new Evo Stick NPL show live. Pre-recorded live from the Magnet in Stockport. You can join us on Wednesday the 4th of March. We'll be starting recording in the Magnet from 7 o'clock. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at NPL Show. But I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.